So what was missing? What was missing is, so that means we already have, when it comes to a Beis Hamikdash, when it comes to redemption, we already have the power and the force of the of redemption and the Beis Hamikdash from above. What's lacking? What's lacking is you need to have the power and the permanence of a Beis Hamikdash from below. That's what's lacking. There was this, but on the other hand, if you only have the power and permanence of a Beis Hamikdash through the efforts of the people down below, that's also not enough. Because, in fact, this is illustrated by the existence of the two Beis Hamikdash that we already have. The first Beis Hamikdash was primarily a revelation from above. But because we weren't suitable vessel for that revelation, it ended up being destroyed. The second Beis Hamikdash came more through the efforts of the people from below. And that's why it was missing. So first of all, in terms of the actual holiness and revelation that was in the second Beis Hamikdash, it was weaker. Because it was more finite. And ultimately it was destroyed, and its destruction has lasted much longer. Because it only came from below. You didn't have, lacked the revelation from above. That's why five things were missing, and you didn't have all the miracles. And so the ultimate is, when you have both, the power of the Beis Hamikdash and redemption from above, and combined with power of making the world and elevating the world to a state of being a place for the a hospitable place for Beis Hamikdash and for redemption from below, when you have the co-joining of the two together, that you have the permanence of a third Beis Hamikdash. So the Rebbe says that we can connect this power and permanence of a third Beis Hamikdash and the third redemption, which comes from the unification of the revelation from above and the revelation from below, was even brought out even more, that sometimes we find that the ultimate redemption is referred to as the fourth redemption. Because sometimes we count four exiles. And in fact, in some places it's referred to as the fifth redemption, because we count four more exiles besides for Egypt. We count four more exiles. So it's the fifth redemption. So we see the number, as we explained before, that the number four represents even greater permanence. The number five represents infinite permanence. It's all great and wonderful. And this is emphasized even more in Shabbos Chazak on the fourth book, which we say in the 3 weeks or the 9 days, by proclaiming Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek, the idea of strength and a threefold strength. And Shabbos of Parashas of Matas Masai, we're alluding to the power of the third Beis Hamikdash and the third redemption that comes after, and through connecting the positive qualities of both the first Beis Hamikdash and the second Beis Hamikdash, the Hamshacha from above, the Halah from below, the Matis and the Masai, it's all together, and we connect this in Revi, and we say it at the end of the in the Aliyah Revi, and we say it at the end of the book, the Sefer Revi, the fourth book, and the Shabbos when we're going to start the fifth book. And the Rebbe says that all of these numbers that are connected to the future Beis Hamikdash and the future redemption are also alluded to in the time that we read the Parashat Matas Masai, and we say Chazak, Chazak, Venis Chazek on the fourth book. What's the time? We say it in the 3 weeks. Oh, that's the number three, the mile of the third Beis Hamikdash and the third redemption. We say it in the fourth month in most years. We say it in the fourth month, the month of Tammuz, which is the idea of the power of four. And in some years, like in this year, it comes out in the fifth month, in the month of Av. So there, it's even greater, the expression of the fifth redemption and the level of Chamishi. It's all wonderful. And this is also the strength that empowers us in all matters of Torah and Mitzvahs, and especially as it comes to our actions, our deeds, and our service throughout the entire period of Golos, following the Chorban, which we're mourning in this period of 3 weeks, because through this, it empowers us and brings us to the strength and the power of the future redemption, the ultimate, the eternal redemption, and the eternal Beis Hamikdash.